WZMR LP East Boston. You're listening to 94.9 Zoomix Radio, powered by Youth, broadcasting live from East Boston and streaming on the web at www.zoomix.org.
What is the pitch from group number one on what should be the sounds for our intro?
Like, their engine is starting up. Like yeah, like what he just did. Then.
All right, next.
There's going to be a car speeding towards. Speeding really, really fast. And after that, there's going to be a police siren chasing it.
Can we stop driving so fast? I'm getting nervous.
And then finally, both cars come to a screech, and then we start the show. Speeding tickets.
Can't stop us. Is that a cow? Watch out for the cow.
Speeding tickets. Can't stop.
Never stop us.
Hey, you're listening to Speeding Tickets. Can't stop us?
License and registration, please.
No.
You are currently listening to
a radio production made by
us.
Made by the class of fall 2023.
Can't stop this.
This is the radio class of fall 2023. My name's Kenneth. I go by Kenny.
I'm M, legally known as Emily.
My name's Sebastian. You can call me Sebastian.
Makes sense. What you're going to be listening to today is a piece made by us in which speeding tickets can't stop us, right?
Yeah.
Would you say speeding tickets can't stop us?
No.
They really just can't
neither
us.
Can speeding tickets.
Roll the clip.
Hello, hello. This is Emily here, Zoomix Radio. We currently just did paper airplanes, and mine was a killer. So, I found a snowball, by the way. That was great.
Hi.
Hey. My name's Sebastian. I got the snowball. Out of all the paper airplanes, the question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I actually think it's the egg. Because I've heard, like, theories that the chicken came out the egg. Like, there was, like, dinosaurs just made, like, an egg. And then, like, that egg, like, had something to do with the DNA and then just popped out a chicken. It evolutionized as a chicken.
I think God came first.
Oh, my God. It's not one of the options.
Okay, no, chicken or the egg. Yes, he did came first, but which one of these two?
He made the chicken, so the chicken would lay the egg, and then the chicken came out the egg, and so forth, until, like, all these chickens came out of nowhere.
So the egg.
So you're saying that...
Nah, the chicken just spawned in.
God is the chicken.
It was the chicken was made, right?
Okay.
And then it laid the egg.
Yeah.
Another chicken came out.
All right, cool. I'm just unwrapping my paper airplane. This paper airplane was a killer. This one was pretty good. You shot it straight at somebody and it would go at that person. I don't think I've experienced that. Question is, what is something you would tell your past self? And what about your future self? Any questions? Have fun, just stay like a few more weeks everywhere that you go. Does anybody have anything they want to tell their past self?
Stay single.
What?
Whoa.
Stay single for your young life.
Trust yourself first.
Okay.
Put yourself in priority.
What about your future self? Any questions I would ask myself in the future? Have you spent time with people that you love? And I would want to know who, so I can, like, focus on them.
How's the world going? Like, you know, the war, like, Russia,
that's
Ukraine,
actually a pretty good question.
Israel, Palestine, how's the economy going? Okay. Who's the president? Is it worth seeing the future, or are you just like, oh, I'm stuck here for the rest of my life?
Oh, wow. You're like Anna asking, like, is there hope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What would you ask?
What would I ask? I think I'd ask the same thing. I feel like for me, especially my family too, it's just a lot of, like, things that affect us. Not here, but, like, in their home countries where, like, a lot of the politics end up being, like, really corrupt and it really damages us here. But over there, like, our family kind of struggles to, like, cope with all the corrupt politics, everything that happens. I feel like I'd want to ask like my future self in this case, like, hey, is everything all right, is something I'd ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
What should I invest in so I can become rich?
What part of the stock market would they just bet on?
What sports games to bet on?
Okay, so my name's Kenneth. This one was not very aerodynamic. Wasn't really flying that well, but it moved.
Okay.
The plane was not planing, but it's pretty plain. Anyways, if you can interview one person dead or alive, who would it be? If I had to interview someone, probably my grandma, because my grandma had like a big influence on me and others in my family as well.
I would say an FBI agent, just to know, like, because I probably know that not really any of us are probably gonna make it to the FBI like employee list, because like they know a lot.
I mean, who knows? Jasper might be an FBI agent for all we know.
I am. I'd say probably just like Kenneth said, I'd say my grandma from my dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
Just because and she could tell me her experiences or like how she's like.
Yeah.
And or other than that, maybe like Selena Quintanilla.
Oh yeah. Okay. I see that. Yeah, person I would interview is my my uncle who's passed away. Rest in peace. My tío Miguel, who I never got to meet. Because I just would want to hang and just laugh and play some music that he likes and talk to him about what he did. All right, we got one more question.
My name is Jasper, and this paper airplane. The question was, would you rather have 5 close friends or 100 normal friends you talk to once in a while? I think I'd choose 5 close friends because I would probably trust them more.
No, but in all honesty, I'd probably say 5 close friends.
Got my opposition.
What are you saying?
I got opposition.
Oh, you got ops?
You got ops.
I got ops.
Oh, okay.
With who?
I'll say 5.
Yeah, 5.
It's better, because 100 normal friends ain't gonna do it for you. But 5 would.
Yeah.
Not to mention, why do you need 100 friends?
The connections might be good, but then who knows?
Friends more versus ops. Close friends.
More ops. I think that's the problem here. How out of 100, at
5
least...
5 real ops or 100 ops?
Oh, my God. Those are our paper airplane questions. Anything else that we have from these paper airplanes? Those are all of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, and then just like...
iPads, and then I'll hit
the only reason I know today is because it's an old friend of mine's birthday.
Happy birthday, old friend.
What's his name? I don't talk to it. It's her name.
Oh, my God.
I don't talk to him anymore.
It's an op. It's an op. It's an op birthday.
Wait,
all right. Okay, so that's obviously we have our things. Stay aware. Ops are out there. Yeah. Stay single. No friends forever. What else we got?
Only
5 real friends.
Never 100 normal friends.
And with that, we say thank you so much for listening to Paper Airplanes here in the radio class.
Bye.
So, that's how it be. Too many ops, right?
Too many ops.
Too many ops.
Absolutely no friends.
The only reason I said stay single is what my dad says. Because, like,
as he should.
He teaches me, like, a lot of real stuff. Like, real stuff. I know, like, he tells me that in life there's a lot of people who can, like, hurt you and stuff. But only trust the ones who actually help you.
Amen.
Amen. He's preparing you for the real world.
He's real for that. Anyways, that's about it, right? What do you think? Is that it?
To explain what...
What do you think's better? Do you think... Coke or Pepsi is better?
Pepsi.
I said Coke.
So much haze gonna come from that, but Pepsi.
I think personally, I've drank more Coke than I have Pepsi.
Okay, yep, but like, have you tried the different variations of Coke and Pepsi? Like, would probably change your mind to go to Pepsi, but because this is cherry Pepsi is good.
Regular. Pepsi and regular Coke?
Let's hear what we gotta say about that, actually.
What is better, Coke or Pepsi, and why?
Coke.
Pepsi.
Coke, because it's the OG.
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
I just like it more.
Pepsi.
I feel like it has more flavor.
More like bubbly. It just tastes better.
Because it's less fizzy.
It tastes different.
Coke.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
But I have this like really romantic thing about Coke in glass bottles. Not that I like drink it that much, but I think it's great.
Pepsi.
I think both are trash.
Good answer.
Because Pepsi is very good, better than Coca, and it tastes better than, because like when you add ice on it, it tastes better.
maybe in taste they're different, but like...
It's not that like iconic.
What do we feel about that?
The people said it, not us. Actually, we did actually say it, but most people said Coke.
I think Coke's better.
Yeah. We're not offs, we're just like honest.
Yeah, we just know what the right thing is.
Coke's overrated.
And both of them are just soda. That's it.
Both of
there
them
you
soda.
Go. Problem solved.
Caffeine.
Kafoon. The band that made Tekkit. Anyways.
Should we continue?
Yeah. I mean, should we? You think so?
What's better, Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah, I think Coke is better too. Coke is much better.
Next, we're gonna hear some interviews and vox pops about soccer, especially young athletes. Do you think the players and the kids who play in soccer teams from schools, do you think they have the potential to make it pro?
I think they do, to be honest.
In soccer, or really in anything, right? Like Messi. Messi was a kid once. And everybody starts somewhere, right?
And like they do it for fun, they do it with passion, they have hopes. So I feel like, yeah, it does.
It depends mostly on independent factors, being like the players themselves saying like you have a good striker but a really bad defender, say like.
They have the potential to make it pro if they practice and they completely ignore their schoolwork.
And if you're just going to play at your public school, then you probably won't be able to, especially in America, have the resources necessary to really be able to make it to that level.
I mean, they get to practice. Like, I mean, pro soccer players, they used to play in, like, teams little, right, when they were little kids, too. So little kids can have an opportunity to play.
So what was that about? What do you think?
What do you guys think? I'll explain. What do you guys think?
I think that a lot of soccer teams, a lot of high school soccer teams could make it, honestly. It's all about grit. Everything takes grit, I think.
Okay. So the reason I picked soccer is because, really, I love soccer. It's like one of my favorite sports. And I think that a lot of young athletes that are still playing at their school or maybe a little academy or team, they might actually have the potential now. Because back in the day, there wasn't so many opportunities to make it pro. Like Ronaldo, for example, he lived in a very poor family, but now he's one of the greatest players of all time. And I was just wanted to talk about this because, like, even though right now it's called a beautiful game, maybe it can become even better in the future. Also, yeah. Also, by the way, top six best players in the entire world.
Statistically or, like, in your opinion?
In my opinion.
Okay,
number six, Ronaldinho. Number five, Cruyff. Number four, Pele. Number three, Ronaldo. Number two, Messi. And number one, Harry Maguire. He won the... He won the November Player of the Month.
Player of the Month over like 16 Ballon d'Or.
Yes. And he is the GOAT, okay? You see those... you see that defense with Onana? He's the GOAT.
We got a commentary coming up about soccer, actually.
Cool.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Roll the clip.
When young players and talents move to another club, one of two things may happen. The player may fit in with a club like it's their home, or they may have a hard time with fans, managers, teammates, and playtime. Do you think this is true or relatable to these players?
Hello, I'm Cristiano Ronaldo. I'm top journalist.
As players age, do you think they get worse through physicality or better through their wiseness over the game? Today's football players only care about money. Saudi Arabia have bought many European players and they have only joined because Saudi teams have paid millions of euros for these players.
There's a lot of interest in football in Saudi Arabia. Basically, Saudi Arabia has the money to buy any player they want, as long as the player wants to move there.
Do you think the only reason these players have left Europe is because of the money? I mean, they're paying like...
Suddenly the Saudis have come along and said, yeah, we'll have some of your players and we've got £100 million to give you.
I think it just ruins the purpose of like hard-trained teams. Like, I mean, like, I feel it's just unfair, honestly. Just really unfair how most... And there's like some teams like who are left with nothing because the player they just took was the main man. It ruins the purpose of football. For those who know a lot of about soccer, you might know N'Golo Kanté. He used to be a really good player for Chelsea. But now, if you're watching English football and look at Chelsea, they're not doing so well without Kanté.
The table.
They
low.
I don't remember the name of the manager, but he spent over 100, actually no, probably even more than 100 million euros just buying young talents, and eventually they don't show up. They just flop. Most of them injured, most of them don't reach their potential. And all because of Kanté, who left Chelsea to Saudi Arabia.
Exactly, you know? Like, why would you want to do that? Like,
money. Nah. So I don't think so.
All right.
Maybe we just, like, I think inflation.
Limit their money.
Damn.
Limit their spending limit. Make it so that FIFA regulates their money because we can't do anything about it if.
There's a.
No.
I mean, there is a thing called about that. It's called UEFA. Something about money, like it limits most teams around the world, like a certain amount of money. Some people, some managers, some owners have found a loophole, but like FIFA should try to like make it strict so some players in Europe don't try to like
cash out.
Yeah.
Mad money flow. That's what's up. So.
Too bad.
License and registration, please. No.
Hey, you're listening to Speeding Tickets. Can't stop us.
I don't know. What do we have next? So we have something about best friends, actually, because your best friend's obviously a hater. But whose best friends are and aren't a hater around here? What do you think?
My question is, who's your best friend and why?
Oh, wow. That's corny.
Wow. Okay, so best friends. Best friends, that's interesting.
My current best friend is my daughter. That's like my baby best friend. She's broke, but...
I have a lot of friends or best friends.
I feel like there are many different categories.
I find her to be my best friend because kids are like pure. So if they love you, they love you, they like you, they like you.
He's the friend who taught me to learn how to ride a bike and stuff. And it's just, you know, he's just always there for me and stuff like that. And we always have like the most fun and random conversations.
She just brings the youth out of me again. So I feel like that's my baby best friend. So that's my best friend.
And I think it changes over time too, right?
I probably want to say my little brother because he was like my first best friend.
We have shared many years, including COVID.
And like all throughout the pandemic, we pretty much lost our minds together. So we're kind of like joined at the hip, even though she's all the way in New York.
We went to school together. We lived in the same place for a long time. And then she moved.
That's my dog. Love him for real, for real.
But she just recently moved back to Boston. So I'm very happy about that.
We have like a ability to like just talk to each other.
and understand each other.
Anytime the two of us would go out together, it felt like you never knew where that day or evening or week or how it might unfold. Like it was always going to be something bigger than you expected.
She's just been there since fourth grade.
I can count on her for anything.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
And that is whose best friends are around here. I think that everyone has a best friend.
That's pretty nice.
I think everyone has that one special friend that's like nobody else, you know. I think that having one is the best,
okay.
Honestly.
Question, why would you ask this? Does this relate to you?
Yeah, I think that it relates to me because in the past, I've dealt with a lot of stuff and I've always had one best friend with me. And that's what makes my life enjoyable. I have someone in mind right now. Right. And I might just go and text her later. Hey, how you doing? Just checking on her because she's definitely one of my friends that I just made recently, but we've like connected so well. And I think that without having a best friend, I wouldn't be myself. And it makes up part of me to have someone like that. So, yeah.
Right.
What's up? So next up, we got
commentary.
I want to say a commentary. Yeah.
No way. You guys got it right. That is crazy.
Yo, that's
right?
Crazy.
Well, when you think about friendships, how important is it to you that you have a close friend? My name's Kenneth. This is my commentary. A survey done by Pew Research Center shows that 61% of U.S. adults believe that having close friends is crucial to living a fulfilling life. Honestly, I agree with the 61% of adults in the U.S. Since personally, I appreciate my friends a lot. I feel like in rough times, it's good to always have that one friend that you can rely on. It's good to have healthy and beneficial friendships to live a better life in general. For me, I know that when I was going through things, I always had that someone and continue to have that someone when I need advice, support, help, or whatever else. Having a special someone can save you when you have no one, and for others in need, you can be that someone for someone else. Do you agree? So, do you agree?
Hi, Gigi.
So, what's one thing that you would tell your younger self? I love that. Thank you, Gigi.
My question is, who is your best friend and why? I agree. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
So, yeah, I think that Gigi has a good
idea. She makes a good point.
She makes a really good point, not gonna lie.
She started singing halfway, which, oh my God, such
beautiful
an amazing
note.
Voice.
Can't beat that, honestly. Best
literally
singer out here.
So much better than literally Mariah Carey. Question. Oh my God.
Zero competition.
Like Mariah Carey could never. Oh my gosh.
Imagine just Gigi is better. Like that
Gigi's goaded.
I think we might have to tell Madeline to put her on stage.
Exactly. Like, but yeah, no, I think that friendship as a whole, it's important to live a fulfilling life, and it's better to have it than not have one. And there you go. That's it from me. What do you think, Em?
I don't know. It's like, this does feel a little sad, you know, a little depressing.
Even though we're talking about best friends.
You know.
But losing best friends to, you know, like, it can get a little sad.
Exactly.
But, you know.
It's okay.
Yeah. You know what this kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, one of my favorite artists when I was going through a lot of stuff. His name was Joji. You guys know anything about him?
Joji? Of course. Like.
What's your favorite song?
I think maybe Sanctuary.
I think so too. Hold up. Wait a second. Is that Sanctuary? No way.
Oh my god. Souls that dream
along my way. Why are you driving so fast?
Yeah. When you stop driving so fast, I'm getting nervous. No. Why are you
speeding tickets?
Can't
stop
us.
Yeah, what we got next?
So we got a vox pop about what advice for your younger self is. Would anyone have anything to know about that? Yusuf?
I think I have a few things that I kind of know about that, you know, since, you know, I was the one who asked that question.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was.
I did not know that.
Shocker. Shocker. It's such a shocker. Oh, my God. Yeah. They were super good, though. Like, I think you guys have to, you know, listen to it for yourselves, you know.
Decide. You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then maybe we should listen to it.
Go for it. Roll the clip.
Roll the vox pop.
And my question is, what's a piece of advice that you would give your younger self with the experience that you have now as an adult?
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I love that question. I would probably tell my younger self is to...
One piece of advice that I'd give my younger self is practice more guitar, because I could be way better if I practiced more.
I wish I did that before, especially music.
Don't underestimate yourself. Follow your heart with gusto.
Stay consistent in school. Like, you don't want to play catch up in the future. Like,
surround yourself with interesting, hardworking people who are doing cool things.
Something that's mad annoying is that everybody tries to blend in or be liked by other people and be accepted and stuff. But, like, you got to be true to yourself. Right, you're the only person who gets to live this life in this body through this journey. And if you live it for somebody else, that's a waste of the ride.
Be more bold and to go for the things that you want.
So I would tell myself to make sure I focus on staying weird and doing the things I love.
And make sure to find something in each day that you enjoy.
I love that. Thank you.
Wow.
Anyway, let's talk about what was going on in that vox pop.
What was going on, actually?
Like, one of them I heard was practice more guitar. Why practice more guitar? To be better at guitar.
You can never be too good.
Exactly.
Because once you get good at everything, someone figures something new out and you don't know everything. Because guitar is endless.
Yeah.
There is no end.
Anyways.
Like the tickets we're getting.
What would you guys say to your future selves? What I would say to my future self is, actually, I don't know. Yeah, I'll tell my future self to know what to say in the past.
Yeah, be smarter.
Yeah, be smarter.
Tell your future self to go to the past, to tell your past self
to tell
your future self to...
It's
tell
a
your past self.
It's a loop.
Tell you, yeah, it's, oh, just keeps God. on. And it's gonna, next thing you know, like 2 minutes later, there's 50 of you just standing right there. Because this happened in the future, actually. So there you go. Don't do that. It's a terrible idea. We do not want 50 Sebastians in this room.
We don't want 50 Kenneths in this room.
We don't want 50 Emilys, actually. Emily, what do you have to say?
We don't want 50 ops, okay? Let's just continue.
Yeah, they're...
Because Sebastian's an op.
Yeah. All 50 Kenneths and Ms are going to be, like, fighting each other. Okay, anyways. Next up, we have my wonderful nephew and my brother-in-law who have, you know, some opinions to say. So,
they really roll the clip. Do.
Okay, so what is... one piece of advice that you would give your younger self?
My younger self, the piece of advice I would give my younger... Oh, hey, you caught me by surprise on this one. Let me process this one. I think the piece of advice I would give my younger self, if I could travel back, have one conversation and give one piece of advice, would be to think slower and act faster. So I used to think a lot faster than I used to act.
And I think that was a problem because it holds you back a little bit sometimes and it makes you make the wrong decisions. So think a little more, think slower, analyze, and then, you know, put things into action. That's what I would do, you know? That's kind of a small piece of advice. There's a lot of pieces of advice, but I think that's the one I would give.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
What's up? What's up, Lil G?
Hey, what's up, girl? Hi.
I have a few questions for you. Can I ask you a few questions? Can I ask you a few questions?
Ask you a few questions?
Okay. So, my question is, what is something you would tell, or just a piece of advice that you would tell your younger self? So that's what, like a year, 1 year old Lil G, maybe 9 months Lil G. What is a piece of advice that you would give him?
Oh, just. He got to.
Sir. Sir.
Oh, sir. A car.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. You are officially listening to Speeding Tickets Can't Stop Us.
And that's true. Speeding tickets really just can't stop us.
That's actually very ironic how he said a car.
Right? It's like then, he knew the name of the pod, you know, like the show. Sorry.
That's like really, really, really funny in my opinion, actually. So next up, we have seasonal depression.
Roll the clip. So many people, whether it be children, teens, or adults, struggle with seasonal depression. Me personally, I struggle with seasonal depression, and let me just say, it sucks. It sucks finding a way to manage. It sucks dealing with it in the first place, but thanks to science, there are many ways to manage it and keep going. We just need to learn about it and be aware of them in the first place. In fact, because of science, we've learned that the amount of sunlight we get is a huge factor to how we're feeling, which is why light therapy is very useful to have, as well as affordable, of course. Long story short, you aren't alone. Seasonal depression is very common and can be managed with the right methods as well as the right treatment.
So yeah, seasonal depression is a serious thing.
I have a small question.
Yeah, go for it.
Can you explain like how people get seasonal depression?
I feel like that is a really good question. I feel like it all just depends.
You said, like, the amount of sunlight affects, like, seasonal depression.
That's, yeah. That's also, like, you know, a very huge factor just because, you know, daylight savings and all of that, which, you know, kind of just, like, it affects people in certain ways. Sometimes, you know, you may just struggle with, you know, sleeping, which we all do, and... Or, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, you kind of take it harder. And, yeah, it sucks, but...
I honestly do agree. And, to be honest, I think that people with seasonal depression should make sure that you recognize it and act towards it. Because you're better off, like, fixing it in time. And you can always have your alone time, make sure you figure it out. And there's nothing wrong with having it. Talk to somebody, you know. Don't keep it to yourself because you can't get the same things alone than you can with other people. Honestly, I think that's a big part. And yeah, it's about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I agree.
Yeah.
You know, first time we actually agree on something, but.
Yeah, I guess so. So yeah. This concludes what we have of Speeding
Tickets
Can't
Stop Us. And that is the end. Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
I don't. They can't stop us, but.
Exactly. Maybe like.
But I can. No way, right?
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.